the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Aliyy al-Azim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala alihi al-Tayyibin al-Tahirin la siyama baqiyyatillahi fil aradin ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif wa ja'alana min a'wani wa ansarih. We've been studying human relations as illustrated in the Quran, and alhamdulillah we finished our study about the positive sympathetic relations. We talked about concepts like brother, like friend, like mate, like spouse, according to different notions. And now we want to enter into the discussion about separation and enmity, which is the other side of human relations. A very important part of this discussion is explained in the Quran by cognates of the root faraqah. So, inshallah, I'm going to have a survey of all these cases that show separation and in some cases also enmity. But most of the time, as we will see, inshallah, this is to refer to people who are separate, who don't share the same understanding, don't share the same objectives, the same ideals for their life. For example, in some cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks believers to be careful about separation and about division and lack of unity. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. You must all hold on to this divine rope which is extended from heaven to you, and you must not be divided. So this is one verse. Another verse is verse 153 of chapter 6. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ. There is right path which is only one. And this right path, you know, between two points cannot be many different straight paths. This is only one path between two points. So Allah says, follow the right path and do not follow the false path of deviation, because then you will be divided. If we all go on the right path, straight path, so we will be on the one route. But if we have 10 different routes and we are divided, then we become enemies. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ. Then the result would be that you are divided and many of you would lose the opportunity of being on the right path. There are many verses of the Quran about this unity of ummah, unity of the believers. Another verse, for example, is about Masjid al-Dharar in Surah Tawbah, verse 107. When Allah wants to mention what the people who founded the Masjid al-Zirar were aiming at, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا ضِرَارًا وَكُفْرًا وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِرْصَادًا لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهِ. They had very clear ideas why they wanted to make this mosque. This was not to help people to say their salat in their locality because it's far from Masjid al-Nabi, so, or Masjid al-Quba, so they wanted people to have a masjid in their neighborhood. No, They wanted to harm the believers. Dhararan. That was a matter of harming. Also, kufran. That was a place for the people who didn't have genuine faith. And tafriqan bayn al-mu'mineen. They wanted to divide. So first division starts physically and then spiritually. First they say, we are united, but just don't go to that mosque, come to this mosque. Gradually, then their ideas will change. This is interesting that in the school of Ahlul Bayt, we have this principle that in every town we should have only one Salatul Jum'ah. Of course, if there is a big distance, maybe we can have two. But unfortunately, people sometimes, you know, use techniques to find routes inside the town that they can make this distance so that they can have two Salatul Jum'ah. You know, sometimes this has happened actually as a problem, as a case, that people started having Salatul Jum'ah in the same town, and then some people said, you know, we calculated it was not, you know, that distance. I think even if the distance is there, it was for a time that it was very difficult for people to travel. So if nowadays we can drive easily and there is distance, it's still it's better if we come to one central place. I'm not saying it's a must, but it's good that all the Shia community come together. It can take you 20 minutes of drive. Once in a week, if you drive for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, so that you can all come to one place, it's better. Because if you don't go and visit each other and meet each other physically, then gradually your ideas, your mentality will also change. So people of that mosque become different from people of that mosque. They have different ways of doing things and different ways of understanding things than those people. So it's very important that we don't let even physical differences prevail so that we can overcome spiritual, mental differences. So these people established this mosque in order to harm, in order to preserve their kufr and tafriqan bayn al-mu'mineen, to divide the believers. Another case which is very interesting is the case of Prophet Musa and his brother Harun. May peace be with both of them. When Prophet Musa went to receive the tablets, you know that unfortunately many of his people started worshipping the idol. Prophet Musa alayhi salam had left Harun as his successor. And he had told him, you know, you must be careful. أَصْلِحْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. You have to be careful to stop corruption. Don't let the corrupt people take over. When he went back and he saw that people are worshipping that cow, which was made by Samari, he was very sad. And perhaps to give a lesson to other people, maybe that was his strategy, not because he became too angry, maybe he knew what he was doing. He took the head and beard of his brother so that everyone else knows, you know, that Musa is very serious in this matter. So his brother said, Yabna umma, la ta'khudh bilihyati wala bira'si. Please don't take my head and beard. Then he brings one argument to justify why he didn't stop this practice. He says, "Anni khashitu an taqula farraqta bayna bani Israel wa lam tarqub qawli." I didn't take a very harsh stance against them Because I was worried that you come back and tell me why you divided the children of Israel and you didn't wait for me. Because I was there as your deputy, I was not given the full authority because I knew that I am there for a temporary period. Yeah, Musa was going to come back. My authority was to make sure that the things remain as much as possible in order so that the main leader comes back. So my worry was that if I take a stand, some stance against them, which is very harsh, like for example, I say we should fight these people, we should, you know, kill them or, you know, send them into exile, then you would come back and say, why did you divide Bani Israel? إني خشيت أن تقول فرقت بين بني إسرائيل ولم ترقب قولي. If you reflect on this, you understand the significance of unity of Ummah. A person like Harun, who is a prophet first, and he is also appointed as the person in charge. Second, still he doesn't take worshipping idol as an excuse to stand harshly against idol worshippers. If it was me and you would say, I am a prophet, I can decide for myself. Or Musa has given me authority, I can decide for myself. And these people are not anymore from Bani Israel because these are idol worshippers. You know, as we normally do. As soon as we have a problem with someone, he says he's no longer from us. He says, these are still Bani Israel. And I was worried that if I do something, you would come and complain. Why you divided Bani Israel? And he means by Bani Israel, worshippers of God and worshippers of idol. This shows the great significance of unity. Of course, a person like Musa then himself is qualified to decide what to do with these people. But I am saying that this gives us a great warning not to allow ourselves for small things divide people and divide the community and say these are with us, these are not with us. I hope inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects our community from any kind of division and separation and honors Muslim Ummah by being united under the banner of Rasulullah and the banner of the Quran. May Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam al-Zaman ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif, and may Allah make him happy and pleased with our actions and our deeds and our positions. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us and our children always on the right path, generation after generation. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
I'm looking back throughout the years, to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light, now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now, did the angel let you know? For all the wisdom and tea you gave to me, let me offer something now so warm and comforting and sweet. Can you hear me whisper to you as you sleep? La ilaha illallah. Did you always understand? Can you feel me take your hand?